Sitting in my room last Sunday afternoon, which is the time when I catch up with the week's news, reading the Sunday paper, I suddenly had a thought that I couldn't remember a thing I had read the week before. And I found this a very sobering thought, and perhaps a very useful thought. It reminded me of something I had read during the week. Whatever goes through the head goes out, but what enters your heart changes you. So let's just pause with that thought for a moment. What goes through the head goes out. What enters your heart changes you. And the whole purpose of God's message is to change and transform our hearts. In that gospel that we've just listened to, Jesus delivers his inaugural address to the crowd, to the disciples, and to the world. And its values are as relevant today as when he first spoke them. By human standards, it is a very revolutionary teaching, because it offers us a change of heart, a change of vision. Jesus is saying that those who are in the worst possible situation now are actually in the best place if they can trust in God. And all those who have it now are to be pitied because they place their trust in themselves. Rationally, it doesn't make any sense at all. The reason is that we are programmed to look for happiness in another place. And Jesus in today's gospel is offering us a new way of seeing reality, a new way of living that comes to us when we listen with the heart. And when the eyes of the heart truly see with the eyes of Jesus, then we will find that we are already in the kingdom. So the message in today's gospel is an invitation, a call to hear with the eyes of the heart, the ears of the heart, and allow the Spirit to change us, to transform us, to change the way we see reality. Then we will be free. We will be able to hold lightly the things we have, and hopefully to let go of the things that surround us, the false values. The prophet Jeremiah in the first reading speaks of those who trust in the things of this world and goes on to say that they would not recognize the good when they see it. And the psalmist in the responsorial psalm speaks of the happiness of the person who does not allow the ways of the wicked, who does not follow the ways of the wicked, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, in the values of the kingdom. This man will be like a tree planted beside flowing water, surely a place of shade and of peace. And so perhaps it might be helpful to read the lines of today's gospel in a slightly different way. If the heart can let go of the desire to have more and more and can be content with enough, then we will be free to experience the peace of a new way of seeing, a new way of being, a new way of relating to each other. And that is what the kingdom is about. If the heart can let go of the desire for praise and recognition, for superiority, then will emerge a more genuine person, and we will be free to live in peace. That is the peace of the kingdom. If we can face the pain of life and live with it, the loss of independence in old age, the creeping inability to do the things we used to do, if we can live with the tensions and the unanswerable questions, and continue to trust, then we will be open to receiving a more lasting joy, the joy that comes from living in the kingdom within. But if we cling to these emotional programs for happiness that we have inherited with the culture into which we were born, if we become resentful, angry and bitter at how we are, then we will not be able to recognize the deeper values of the kingdom. And not recognizing them, we will not reach out for them. We will not long for them. And so then it will be said to us, alas for you. The gospel is an invitation. Jesus is saying, go into a quiet place and there listen to my words with your heart and allow me to change your life. What goes through the head goes out. What enters your heart changes you.